last night were at the Easy Star All Stars gig at the Phoenix, which we've been plugging for quite a while now.
It lived up to all expectations.
It lived up to expectations, most definitely. Laid Black supporting as well, yeah. Who played first on the show. But we managed to get an interview with Easy Star All Stars, so we're going to be playing new segments of that throughout the show. Come on, Paulie,
arrest this man. Hi, this is Gareth.
And this is Lawrence.
And we are at the Exeter Phoenix today with Shelton from Easy Star All Stars.
Hello.
How are you doing today? You guys all set up now?
Yeah, we're all set up, getting ready to sound check in a few minutes.
Okay, first of all, I was wondering if you could just kind of explain briefly about who Easy Star All Stars are and a little bit about Easy Star Records.
Oh, okay. Well, Easy Star Records was founded on the premise of trying to keep old school reggae roots, reggae alive. So that's where they started, and they basically started out doing compilations of artists that they loved who weren't really putting music out. And at some point, one of the owners of Easy Star, Lem Oppenheimer, I believe it was, came up with the concept of redoing Pink Floyd's Dark Side of the Moon in reggae dub style. And once they put that out, that was like an underground hit. So based on the success of that album, they needed to create a band now, because folks wanted to see a band live. So they created the Easy Star All Stars as a band to go out and tour supporting that album. Also to support some other local artists in New York as well. Yeah, so it's basically like a band of kind of ever-changing members. To some extent, some members have been in the band for 8-9 years now. Others, like myself, I've been in the band maybe 4-4.5 years. So just kind of an ever-changing cast of folks that just love reggae music.
As you were saying, it's quite a big and interchanging group. What's the vibe like on tour? How does it feel kind of traveling in such a big group?
Pretty good. I mean, I enjoy it. I think everyone really enjoys it. Luckily, we have a lot of musicians who are really easygoing, so it's easy to get along with folks in our downtime. And being that we all share a passion for reggae and dub music, that's what kind of brings us together on stage. But it's also really well run. Like, we're most often really comfortable traveling. Accommodations are nice. Luckily, we get to tour a lot of countries where, like, people are really supportive and great towards us, so it's, like, pretty easy, actually.
That sounds like not too bad life, yeah. You talked a bit about Dub Side of the Moon. Since then, you guys have progressed onto Radiohead, The Beatles. These are all pretty kind of brave albums to cover, because, you know, it's kind of sacred territory. Mm-hmm. But you guys have kind of gone one bigger now with Thriller for this tour, and that's the biggest selling album of all time. And not only that, but there's also been some quite famous reggae covers of it before. Mm-hmm. Do you guys kind of feel more pressure for this one?
Absolutely. We did, not so much anymore. I mean, we started supporting this album touring in September. And luckily, like, from like gig one, the reception was really good. So far, that's basically what we've seen. We've toured the States, we just did Australia, now we're here. So it's people seem to love the album, so that's a good thing. 87.7
Expression FM. Do you think there's any album that couldn't be turned reggae, or do you reckon there's always a way?
Well, Michael Goldwasser, who is also one of the owners of Easy Star Records, is the one who does a lot of the arranging. And I have a feeling that he could probably turn anything into a decent reggae album. They may not all be as great as, say, a Dub Side or some of the others that we've done, but I'm pretty certain that, given enough time, he'll figure it out.
What's been the favourite album so far? Because I believe you've been touring for most of the album releases. Which one personally have you liked the most?
I like different albums for different reasons. If I had to choose one, yeah, it'd be difficult for me to choose one. But I've always been partial to Radio Dread. I can't really say why, per se, but something about, like, the lyrical content and just the mood of it. I tend to gravitate toward that album most. But I also love Dub Side, because Dub Side is sonically just has something that I don't know, it just sounds great and it feels so right. I guess because I didn't really know Pink Floyd stuff much, whereas I knew probably more Radiohead than I did anything prior to Michael Jackson, of course, is something that I was raised on. So that's, I have a different connection to it, being that I know like all those songs, as opposed to Radiohead, where I knew maybe half the songs, and Pink Floyd, I maybe knew one song.
We were wondering if we could get a bit of reggae knowledge off you, because a lot of people who listen to our radio station, when we play reggae, you probably find it as well, a lot of people know the big names, so like Bob Marley and all of that, but not many people kind of get a bit deeper into it, and there's a lot of kind of genre names and stuff, so I was wondering if I could just say a few different genres of reggae, and just you kind of say the first kind of act or artist that comes into your mind that you think represents it. Dancehall.
Wow. Other than someone new, like probably like Buju Banton or Beanie Man, I would go back to like the original dance hall of early B and those guys, early Tiger stuff.
Dub.
Wow, Dub. Well, of course, there's we were just speaking about Lee Scratch Perry recently, and you know, King Tubby, Scientist. You know, that whole crew is probably where I got my first exposure to dub.
How about roots reggae?
Roots reggae, wow, it's so deep. other than the obvious, of course, Bob Marley, Steel Pulse, Peter Tosh, who I'm huge fans of. There's a group called the Roots Radics. There's a band that they backed many other artists, including Gregory Isaacs and Israel Vibration, who I'm just a big fan of.
Is there any album that you particularly like to see Soul Stars cover?
Oh yeah, there are definitely some albums that, I mean, I doubt that they would ever be done. I might have to do them by myself, but I'm a huge fan of Marvin Gaye's What's Going On album. I'm also a huge fan of Stevie Wonder's songs in the key of Life. Whereas I honestly don't think that any star would ever tackle those albums. But as far as concept albums go, I love both.
The show that we present on Student Radio Station is called It's Wake and Bake. So what we play is we play reggae music, and every week we bake a cake.
Oh,
and then we give it out live on air.
Oh,
and
nice.
This is our cake of the week.
Oh, sweet.
So we thought we'd bake one for you guys.
Thank you.
If you guys want to take that
We
back
will.
To
the stage.
Yeah,
we absolutely will.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Do you want to explain a bit?
Yeah, this week's is a yogurt and marmalade cake.
Oh, nice.
So it's a bit different. I've never had a go at cooking it before, but it came out well. We baked it this morning, so it's all nice and fresh. You can take the whole thing, but if you want to try some.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Matt.
This is excellent. Good job.
That's brilliant. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's been a pleasure.
You.
And
thank
good luck for tonight. I'm sure you don't need it.
But we appreciate it.
Okay.
Yeah.